Senate Transportation Committee is called to order. Good morning, welcome everyone and our listeners on the internet. Quick reminder, make sure cell phones are off and/or any other electronic equipment. Secretary may call the roll.
Senators Hansen.
Here.
Hauge.
Here.
Kolchek.
Here.
McCracken. Sutton.
Here.
Napoli. Garnos.
Here. We have a quorum with the majority of the members elect present. Chair will entertain a motion for approval of minutes.
So moved.
It has been moved by Senator Hauge, seconded by Senator Sutton. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Minutes are approved. Personal privilege, Senator Hauge.
Today I have a shadow with me, and I'd like to have the committee welcome Brent Olinger. Brent is from Emory, South Dakota, in my legislative district, and delighted to have him here today. And we're going to spend a little time in the Capitol together. So welcome aboard, Brent, and I'd ask everybody to welcome him.
Senator Kolchek, personal privilege. Welcome.
From my district, District 1, I have Bethany Hill, FBLA reporter. She's shadowing me today.
Good morning and welcome. I, too, have a shadow from Kimball Dryson Karsten with FFA. Good morning. Welcome. I'm sorry, FBLA. And I do also want to introduce our pages that are going to be helping us this week. Jeremy Wolbrink from Stickney and Becca Lynn Weber from Gerritsen. Welcome. Just a quick reminder, all people testifying, make sure you sign in, and handouts, if you have anything we can help you, hand those out. The pages will. Make sure you identify yourself and who you are representing, and reminder that all questions to the committee will be addressed through the chair. We have one bill up today. It is House Bill 1170. It is an act to allow pneumatic tires with retractable studs to be used upon highways year-round. Good morning and welcome, Senator Albers.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I bring you House Bill 1170. You know, a lot of years ago, and I can't remember exactly when, I was around when studded snow tires first came out. It kind of dates me because you don't see so many of them anymore. In any event, they were a hot item. I bought them for my patrol cars, not to say that I had much of a fleet, I just had two cars. But I bought them for the patrol cars, and we discovered that our ability to brake on ice, our ability to drive on ice was greatly increased. We discovered that we didn't get stuck in farm driveways as much as we used to. And then we also discovered something else. We discovered that most of the time in South Dakota, even in the worst of winters, we spend most of our time driving on dry roads. And we discovered that when we were driving on dry roads with the studded snow tires, we tossed out the studs. That was a problem. And then we found out that the state of South Dakota discovered that in the spring, if we didn't remove our snow tires and we drove with studded snow tires, we did a lot of damage to the highway on dry roads. So there was instituted a law that required that we take our tires off and keep an extra set of tires. Well, there's a new idea up, and I'm going to have Myron Rao explain to you, if it's okay, what he wants to do with the statute. But we've got, obviously, what you see in the title of this bill, we've got pneumatic tires with retractable studs. We think you could use them year-round. We think it's a really great idea. We have a fellow here from Montana who would be more than willing to show you how his tire works. And so I'm going to just pitch this off to Myron and ask him to tell you what he wants to do to fix the legislation that he wants to use to make this thing work for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Albers. Further proponents of House Bill 1170. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Myron Rao, President and Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association. First of all, I want to thank the committee for allowing us to postpone this from last week. I know it's your only bill today, and you could have done it last week, but Mr. Redding from Montana wanted to come down here again, and I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman and committee. This is really a new invention that, you know, back when I was wearing a uniform and was a police officer, you'd think, boy, if I just had a set of tires for tonight or for this hour or for this section of highway. Retractable studs, or I should say this statute is required because the law today says from May 1 to September 30th, you cannot run set of tires. So this statute's required so these can run year-round. This is, and I'll hand this around, Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, that's just a cutaway of the tire. It just shows you how it's done, but this is a 50,000-mile tire. The cost is about 30% higher than a regular tire, and they're intended to be run year-round. And, you know, you may have situations, especially in some states where they go to the mountains in the summertime, that you'd actually need these tires. Now, in South Dakota, hopefully that wouldn't be needed other than in the months that we run studs now. The other advantage is you don't have to mount and balance. You don't have to store other tires. I think it's a great idea. I think it's something that we should just do. I've also got an individual here with me from Q Tires. He's a guy from Montana that's been retained by Q Tires, Inc. to make this happen in as many states as possible. They passed this law in 5 states last year, and they're doing 7 states and 2 Canadian provinces this year, and we are one of those states. So with that, I would ask that you vote favorably on this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any further proponents to House Bill 1170? Good morning, and welcome our neighbor to the west.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, and thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is E.J. Redding, that's R-E-D-D-I-N-G. I am from Helena, Montana, and I appear before you today on behalf of Q Tires Incorporated. And also, I'd like to reiterate what Mr. Rao said. Thank you for rescheduling the hearing for today. Now, I don't want to take a lot of your time this morning. Mainly, I am here to answer questions about the tire. I believe every member of the committee has seen the tire operate, so if it's all right with the chairman, we can leave it in the back of the room. The main reason we are before you today, as Mr. Rao said, is to ask approval to operate new technology year-round. When studded tires were first invented and when studded tire legislation passed in many states, this was a technology that was unheard of. It did not exist yet. Now, through many years, the owner of Q Tires has mastered the retractable on-demand studded tire. We believe this tire provides a win-win-win situation for consumers of South Dakota and Mountain West states. We're providing a safer tire. We're providing a tire that does not tear up the highway when we don't need the studs. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would be prepared to answer questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further proponents at this time? Any further proponents? Committee, you have any questions of the proponents? Senator Haugi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for Mr. Redding. Earlier, Senator Elbers referred to the problem we had back in the days, and I remember those days where the studs flew out. Can that happen with this new generation of tire?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Haugi, no. Traditional studded tires, the stud was an addition to the tire after it had been manufactured. This stud is an integral part of the tire. The tires have been sustained, speed rated, and tested to 100 miles an hour. Previously, that was unheard of with a studded tire. So, no, we do not believe so. Neither does the USDOT, sir.
Follow-up. Senator Haugi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You mentioned the cost is about 30% higher than a competitive tire. In the proposed manufacture of these, I presume there at some point you have a price point where you think this 30% will become much less, so it becomes more more competitive, or don't you think that that point is feasible where it would become, where you'd eliminate some of this 30% additional cost?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Haugie, I don't know the answer to that. You know, we're looking currently with production prices. We've worked very hard to get it to 30%, and my guess is you are probably correct there that there will come a point where that 30% does decrease, but I cannot answer that with any surety at this moment, Senator. I can research that this afternoon and try to get that answer for you.
Any further questions from the committee of any of the proponents? Any further questions? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1170? Anyone wishing to testify as an opponent to House Bill 1170? Seeing none. Do you need a short rebuttal at all, Senator Elvers? Okay. Chair closes the public hearing on House Bill 1170. It is now open for committee discussion and or action. Senator,
second.
It has been moved by Senator Hansen, seconded by Senator Klocek. Do pass. Any further discussion on the do pass motion? Seeing no discussion, the motion once again is do pass. All those in favor say aye, opposed no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Hansen,
aye.
Haugie,
aye.
Klocek,
aye.
McCracken, Sutton,
aye.
Napoli, Garnos,
aye. The vote is 5-4-0 against, having received a majority vote of the members elect. House Bill 1170 passes. There's been motions been made by Senator Klocek, consent calendar. Is there a second?
Aye.
Seconded by Senator Haugie to put on consent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed no. It is on the consent calendar. And the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. It's moved by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Haugie. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no. We are adjourned. Thank you.